Good morning. Welcome back to AM Colorado News Talk 1310 KFK with your hosts, Tom and Devin. Devin, joining us on the phone right now, Colorado's 4th Congressional District Congressman Cory Gardner. We were having some phone connection issues yesterday, and it is good to have Cory joining us. Cory, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, except I about had the same problem again this morning. I have to admit, I still have a BlackBerry, and it keeps locking up, and it almost did the same exact thing this morning, so I'm glad I was able to get through.
Oh my gosh, Cory, I think the last time I saw a BlackBerry, we were taking the kids to the museum.
It's like carrying around your very own Polaroid camera.
Okay, so Cory, how about for your birthday you get an iPhone?
Has my wife called you? She said the exact same thing.
That's funny. Like minds think the same way. That's all I have to say. I know what you're doing tomorrow then.
That's right.
So what's going on, Cory? Congress has been in its summer recess. Tell us what you've been up to and when you guys are getting close to reconvening, heading back to D.C., what it looks like the priorities will be once you guys get back in session.
Well, I have been meeting with constituents and businesses around the district and talking about what's going to happen this fall. Today I'll be at the Steamboat Institute talking to a great group of conservatives about this theme of America Rises, about how every single one of us were instilled this value to rise up, to be better, to seek greater opportunity. And so that's what I'm doing today. And when we get back into session, the focus is going to be on the budget, on making sure that we're not spending ourselves into oblivion, continuing our efforts to reduce spending, to grow the economy. It'll be on the continuing resolution or perhaps getting all of the appropriations bills done so that we don't have to go through the appropriations process. And then, of course, building to the debt ceiling issue in October. But there's so many issues involved with each of those, whether it's defunding health care, whether it's the issues that we face with immigration. Every single one of those is going to be tied to so many of the activities over the next couple of months.
Well, Cory, and joining us on the phone right now, Congressman Cory Gardner, where do you stand on this issue? It seems like it's starting to gain quite a bit of momentum and traction right now. Senator Ted Cruz has been out there advocating to fund Obamacare, fund the rest of the government. We do not want to shut the government down. But once this final step is completed of funding Obamacare, we're never going to be able to reel it back in.
Well, I think we use the budget, this chance we have before us, to defund the discretionary portion of the health care bill. I'd support amendments to do that. I'd support a bill that did that. The question that we have is, how then do we get to the rest of Obamacare that is in mandatory spending? Because the continuing resolution, the budget appropriations bills that we pass, only deal with a small portion of Obamacare. The rest of it's embedded in mandatory spending, just like Medicare or Medicaid is embedded in mandatory spending. So we do that, but then we've got a lot more work to do, so the job would not be done. But I'm committed to making sure that this bill is dismantled bit by bit, piece by piece, in its entirety, and that we put in its place something that will actually work to help the American people address this rising health care cost, something the president's bill is doing nothing to do.
So, Cory, yesterday I read an article, and I believe I saw it on, oh my gosh, I hate to say this, the stupid Daily Mail thing that Tom's got me addicted to. It's a whole different discussion. But it talked about that it was an exclusive that they had done and talked about hiring of individuals specifically to implement Obamacare through the HHS and through the IRS, and that Congress had given them permission to hire so many criminal investigators and so many other individuals, and they've like doubled the cost of criminal investigators for Obamacare. And I didn't know if you knew those details or not, and it just shocked me on why we needed, instead of 50, though why we needed 50, I don't know, 86 criminal investigators for Obamacare.
Well, this is part of the problem with the bill. I mean, look at what the president has been able to do on his own. He's waived provisions of the bill at a whim. He's made up provisions of the law that, quite frankly, question whether he has the authority to do it or not. But he's basically decided that he doesn't need Congress. And that, perhaps, is one of the most dangerous things any president could do, is to weaken the integrity of the rule of law. That's exactly what this president's doing. And I say that not because he's a Democrat in office, but I say that because if the president takes this power and nobody stands up to it, then the next president, Republican or Democrat, can do the same thing, and that's very dangerous to the ongoing stability of the rule of law.
Well, and it's interesting, though, that you mentioned that, Corey, because it's been going on for decades. Republicans have been guilty of doing it as well, and Democrats, it just seems like the American people have become numb to it, and this president has taken it further than any president previously has advanced that ball up the field.
He absolutely has, and I think if we're going to have a constitutional republic that embraces three separate but equal branches, the legislative branch, regardless of who's in power, regardless of whether their party's in the White House or not, has to assert their authority and say, you know what, Mr. President, I'm sorry, not only no because it's bad policy, but no because you don't have the right, the power, the ability to do it. And that's what we've got to stand up and do. Obviously, the Senate is going to think otherwise on this, at least. I wish they wouldn't. That's where we have to turn to the court system. That's where we have to turn to other ways, oversight, constituents, making sure that their voices are heard to restore this power.
Corey, in the last 2 minutes that we have left before we have to drop you, joining us on the phone right now, Congressman Cory Gardner, give us a quick summary of what's going on with the immigration debate. What's going to happen when you guys get back into session?
So the Senate passed their big overall package. It will not move in the House. The House will focus first on border security and enforcement, making sure that we put in place a system that secures north, south, east, and west, that we know the laws are being enforced. That includes looking at things like a guest worker program, E-Verify system, additional resources on the borders. Once we do those things, once we get those provisions in place, then we can turn to the 11 million who are here without documentation. Now, the House is going to do this bit by bit, piece by piece. There are four bills right now working their way through the Judiciary Committee. They'll be on the floor, I believe, in at least one or two of them in September and October. Those bills deal with an ag jobs program for agriculture, guest worker program, an E-Verify system, and indeed strengthening the border and the STEM visa issue. So we've got to focus on border security. We've got to make sure we do it right. And I believe if the House acts the way it should, then we can avoid the mistakes, what happened 30 years ago. We won't have that repeated 30 years from now. But the bottom line is we got to do it right.
Well, and we certainly hope that whatever the House passes, it doesn't go to a committee with the Senate, and the Senate ultimately gets its way regardless, because then we will be back where we were 30 years ago.
And that's why I think the House has all the leverage, and we do it the way we want to and the way we need to. And if immigration reform is something that the Senate wants, then they'll do it in a way that works for the American people so that we avoid that situation.
Excellent. Hey, Corey, always appreciate the time and have fun in Steamboat.
Hey, thanks very much, Tom. Thanks,
Corey.
Now over to your safe money doctor, Dr. Ron Caskey.